Hello again, another week, another day, another snippets time with me, with Uta. Well, my hubby and I, we recently drove to Manchester and were surprised about all the new buildings. But that's not enough for Manchester. They have new plans. Skyscraper plan for Manchester is the headline. Manchester City Council has approved plans for the UK's tallest skyscraper outside London. A 76-storey tower planned by developer Salboy in the south of the city will stand at 246 metres high and include 452 flats and a 160-bed hotel. A second 23-storey tower by the same developer was approved as part of the Viaducts 2 site. Other cities in the UK have plans for interesting buildings too. Coming up with a different idea is Cardiff. Floating hotel planned in Cardiff. A floating hotel could be moored in Cardiff Bay under plans submitted by developers. The 120-room hotel would be completed by 2027, according to plans revealed by the Finnish company Meyer Floating Solutions and the UK's Moorfield Floating Hotels. London and Edinburgh already have floating hotels, but the proposals would be a first for Cardiff. The hotel would be built off-site before being delivered to the Welsh capital. Meyer's agent, John Moore, described the plans as unique and different. Well, new properties, better workplaces, more employees needed. Yes, more employees needed. And one lucky person got a special job. Well, a contestant wins TV research job. A contestant on University Challenge impressed the program's makers so much with their answers that they have secured a job as a question setter on the BBC show. Harrison Whittaker, the team captain of Darwin College, Cambridge, was shown leading his team to a 160-150 victory over Bristol in the program's quarterfinals. I try not to single out individuals, but Harrison, you were absolutely on fire there, said host Amal Rajan. Whittaker has now been hired by Lifted Entertainment as a question writer and casting researcher. It's thrilling, he said, and a bit strange to go from answering questions on one series to writing them for the next, he said. Well, Mondays, University Challenge is on with some other questions programs, and for us, that is Monday evening question time. So you're thinking of a more diverse selection of jobs, not questions to write or to answer? Well, how about this? Doctor wanted and a great pay is waiting, but he must like remote working. A remote Australian town that will soon lose its only doctor is offering a salary of up to $680,000, which is the equivalent of £331,000, plus free rent and a car to attract a new candidate. The remote Queensland town of Julia Creek, with a population of 500, is offering about double the salary a family physician would earn in the state's capital, Brisbane. The catch is that Brisbane is a 17-hour drive away, so the closest major city, Townsville, is a 7-hour drive. Prospective applicants must embrace searing heat and tropical insects too. Well, surely it's a quiet place there in Julia Creek, and there's no pollution. So did you know something about pollution from your own gas hob? Well, pollution from gas hobs are worse than a busy road. Cooking on a gas hob can create a higher level of indoor air pollution than found on one of the UK's busiest roads, Watchdog Witch has found. Levels of nitrogen dioxide, NO2, a significant contributor to children developing asthma, and fine particulate matter, PM2.5, both spiked on air quality monitors used in the tests, which, magazine found that NO2 rose with the use of a gas hob and increased in line with the amount of time it was used for or the number of rings used. On London's busy Marylebone Road, which recorded an average PM2.5 level of 14 micrograms per cubic meter, while three kitchen volunteers had PM2.5 peaks of over 100 on several occasions. So think carefully to buy either gas hobs or electric cookers. Think carefully when you buy a new cooker. Yes, do some research, do brainstorming, or as it is called, mind mapping. It lowers the risk of dementia. Eating more plants. Yes, plant-rich diets such as the Mind Diet have been associated with neuroprotection and with age. Cellbake, which is a company, has been inspired to eat more vegetarian food. I'm convinced, said Selbeck himself, that a larger proportion of meals should be based on plants, like vegetables, fruit and legumes, he says. You have to get used to preparing food with these ingredients, but I have changed my diet considerably, he says, and it helped. Well, I tell you what, my full admiration goes to family, friends, and to everyone who cares for loved ones with dementia, as there is no magic wand to cure it. And we need some medication for certain illnesses, and sometimes there is no access to these medications. And older people actually miss out on antibiotics. Older people are less likely to be given antibiotics for common infections by their GPs compared with younger adults, a study suggests. Academics called on doctors to better target antibiotics for those at highest need after analyzing data on millions of prescriptions over a number of years. Experts from Manchester University found that patients aged over 75 were 31% less likely to be prescribed antibiotics for an upper respiratory tract infection than those aged 18 to 25. But our aging society needs to be looked after. And for example, the number of men aged 90 and above rises. The number of people in the UK aged 90 and above has reached a new high, driven by an increase in the number of men living to a very old age. In total, 611,719 people in the country were estimated to be 90 years old or over in 2023. Which is up from 609,898 in 2022, according to data from the Office for National Statistics. So the figure has jumped 55% in 20 years, having stood at 397,793 in 2003. But while the number of men living to 90 or older is continuing to rise steadily, the number of women reaching this age has leveled off in recent years and fell slightly in the latest data. So some older people can still walk briskly and others need a wheelchair. All in good faith if you really need a wheelchair. Here is a crime. 1 million worth of cocaine was found in a wheelchair. Well, that was a fake. Nearly 1 million worth of cocaine hidden in an electric wheelchair has been found during an airport security check. The discovery was made at Manchester Airport after a passenger flew in from Bridgetown, Barbados. Border Force officers scanned the chair, which contained 11 packages weighing 12 kilo, concealed in the seat and the backrest. So, well, it didn't work out for the wheelchair user. So drugs hidden closer to the body, maybe? Well, a man who hid drugs in his pants was jailed. A man who attempted to bluff his way out of a police interrogation by hiding 4 bags of cocaine in his underwear has been jailed. Reggie Salilari, 28, from Albania, was stopped by officers on January the 29th while driving in Stowe Market in Suffolk. When searched, he produced an Italian driving license, which turned out to be fake. So the search found he had £500 in his pocket as well as the cocaine, and he pleaded guilty to multiple charges and was sentenced to 30 months with 8 months concurrent. So it didn't work out with the drugs in his pants. And the man in the wheelchair at the airport and the man in the car with his underpants, they were identified by officers and by probably some papers which were lying around. But a bungling burglar left his ID even at a crime scene. A burglar has been jailed for 7 years and 4 months after being arrested by police because he left his old prisoner identification card at the scene of one of his crimes. Barry Lowry, 49 years old, left it at a student accommodation property in Durham. Police said Lowry stole electronic items, women's underwear and money. What is it with underwear? So, well, he had left his identity card. And what happened to the stolen gold toilet we were reading about a couple of weeks ago? What was found? Well, I don't think the toilet was found or is still somewhere. No, but there was a bog-standard tribute to stolen gold toilet. A gold-coloured toilet has appeared on the A44 near Yarnton in Oxfordshire. The toilet is a nod to the real gold toilet that was stolen from Blenheim Palace, which is nearby, and that was already longer than some weeks. It was in 2019. So three men were convicted last month of stealing the 18-carat gold toilet from the stately home, and the Yarnton Bog Standard are now references to that. So they put up a fake gold toilet in reference to the stolen 18-carat gold toilet. Well, at least it was found and probably reinstated, or reinstalled, better to say. Not stolen, but brought at a car boot sale was this. This find could sell for £500,000. A medal, the George Cross, bought at a car boot sale for £20, could sell for £500,000 at auction. The medal was awarded to Second Lieutenant Paul Benner for sacrificing his life trying to save a companion in a failed alpine rescue. Benner, of the Corps of Royal Engineers, was in command of 6 men training on Großglockner Mountain in Austria. And another good sale will be the Macintosh painting. It could fetch £150,000. A watercolour of a French village painted by the Scottish architect Charles Rennie Macintosh in 1925 is to be auctioned with an estimated value of £150,000. The so-called Design Since 1860 sale at Lyon and Turnbull includes watercolours, cutlery and furniture designed by Macintosh. He died in London at the age of 60 in December 1928, a year after returning from France, where he had lived since 1923. Not to go overboard with money, you might want to buy Rats mini paintings. Well, they are picture perfect. Perfect, it says. A veterinary's nurse pets rat are creating mini paintings that sell worldwide. The rodents, owned by Steph Toogood of Ilminster in Somerset, make the art by walking through paint, and their works sell for up to £35. Miss Toogood, 26 years of age, said people had told her she had changed their perception of rats. Well, I'm not so sure about that, and letting these little rodents walk through the paint and then over paper, I don't know if I really want that. Think of the rats which are now multiplying in Birmingham with all this rubbish on the roads. That all would give me nightmares. Well, it actually has a little bit. So to be cured of nightmares, you or I need hypnosis. Well, it cures Peppa Pig Pasta Teen. Well, I will tell more about that. It's a schoolboy who only ate Heinz Peppa Pig pasta shapes for 12 years. Well, for 12 years he had that as a proper meal. Thanks to hypnosis, he is cured now. Curtis Maxwell, age 14, was diagnosed with ARFID, an obsessive eating disorder, after he ate up to 5 cans of the pasta every day. Until he was hypnotized, he would gag if he was forced to eat anything else, and now supposedly he's cured. Well, happy times, happy bodies. Well, I would say, how to live happy? Yes, stop wishing time away. Finnish people don't wish time away. Even during the cold, dark winters, they try to embrace surroundings as much as possible. They also don't rush. They are patient and willing to put in the time and effort to see a task through, no matter how long it takes. And for us, they say, the process itself brings a sense of contentment, making challenges feel less stressful and the reward of completion even more satisfying. Well, happy times, happy bodies. That's what I said before. And happy bodies mean better posture. I almost said a German word. Better posture and mobility for long-term health. With age, many women develop muscular imbalances due to years of repetitive movement patterns, says Natalie Malik. Strength training can help to correct these imbalances, leading to better posture, reduced joint pain, and enhanced mobility. So straighten up now, because this last snippet might make you want to cry. Well, Dancing on Ice will be rested in 2026 with no plans for another series, ITV said. An ITV spokesperson said, "We would like to thank all of the cast and crew who have worked on the show since 2006 and over the previous 17 series for all of their hard work, both on and off the ice." So, goodbye, Dancing on Ice. But you still can dance in your living room. Till the next snippets time. Goodbye from me. Goodbye from Uta.